Good morning. You're listening to FloridaLE.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Paul Clary, the CEO at Lexmark Carpet Mill. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Always great to be with you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you about the HD Expo show that was in Las Vegas last week. Before we get to that, let's kind of span out just a little bit and talk about the hospitality business overall. Most people know you, Paul. I guess you've been over there just about a year now, right?
That's right, yeah.
Before that, you spent many years at Mohawk. When you start thinking about Lexmark, this hospitality market is their focus, and you're actually one of the top three players in the business, aren't you?
We're right there. We focus predominantly on guest room, but also public space and corridors, which is a big part of the business. Yeah, we regard ourselves as one of the top three. We see that business growing, and the trends in terms of new construction and renovation all look positive, at least for the next 5 years.
Actually, if we look back since the recession, it was impacted. But hospitality is actually, for the last few years, has been strong, right?
It has, and it continues to be strong. It's actually construction is back to that peak again. One of the challenges right now for those of us who supply the hospitality is that business is so good and people don't want to close down hotels to renovate. So the new construction side is still strong. Renovation is a little bit more challenged, but overall business is very positive in hospitality.
Now, another challenge you're facing, since you are all carpet. We've heard about this letter that came out a year or so ago from Marriott that said we're moving away from carpet. So talk a little bit about that shift from carpet over to LVT.
Yeah, that was a challenge, and that was very apparent at the trade show. You could see all the majors were definitely showing LVT. Carpets are less apparent, but definitely LVT. When you talk to folks, it seems like LVT is going to be in that 30 to 35% share of floor space in hospitality moving forward. To that end, we are launching LVT, and we launched that to show.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
We did. We just felt that, you know, too many of our customers were asking for it, Kemp. Uh-huh. We thought it was appropriate. We don't intend to be the major player, but we've come out with a nice collection of products that coordinate well with our Broadloom products, and we feel it's a good solution for our key customers, single source for those customers.
One more question about the market. I think most people understand this, but you've got these major brands. Then what you have are the property owners, you know, which are investors that run these properties for these major brands. And who makes the decision on what flooring is going in there? Is it the brand or is it the property owner?
It's a little bit of everything. What we are seeing is that the brands are giving the owners some options. So they may have an A scheme and a B scheme and even a C scheme. One of the things we have seen is that the owners and the managers are less keen on hard surface because of acoustics. And, noise levels is the number one complaint in hotels.
And it's also yet to be determined what the life's going to be of that LVT in those rooms, right?
That's a great question. And I think that is one of the reasons why it's going to stick around, because it's been going in for 3 or 4 years. And as we both know, that lifespan is probably 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
The other reality is a new hotel opens up next to your hotel, and you're desperate to renovate, because that is one of the key criteria for business travelers in particular. Is a lot of travelers will pick a hotel that's been recently renovated as opposed to a brand. That is definitely a challenge.
Well, I don't know about you, but I just soon sleep in a room with carpet on the floor.
Yeah, me too. Gotta love carpet.
All right, let's talk about the show. I know you've been going for several years. Talk about how this show compared to, say, previous years.
It felt like business is still very good. If I just look at the last 4 or 5 years, this felt like it was as busy as any of them. Typically, Wednesday and Thursday are the big days, and that continued this year. Friday, a little quiet. Flooring was very well represented. They did a little bit different this year where they, I don't know if it was a deliberate decision, but they seemed to clump us all together into one area as flooring manufacturers, and then they had, ceramic and bedding, and making it a little bit easier, I guess, for people to wander.
Oh, so they grouped the flooring people all together in one area?
Yeah, it seemed to be. We were all, within, I would say, 100 feet of each other. We could all see each other and wave to each other.
As far as any special programs or education, anything noteworthy to talk
about? Yeah, they had, as always, they always have some great keynote speakers. They had Steve Wynn as one of the speakers, and that was obviously standing room only. And everybody talking very, very optimistically about what's going on in the business.
Most people know Wynn is the guy. I mean, he's built casinos in Vegas and obviously built his own brand there toward the end, but he built many of the nice casinos in Vegas, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And of course, he's expanding into Asia now. His brand is very meaningful.
What was his talk about? Was it about style and design?
The legacy, his legacy and heritage and how Vegas is changing, but again, a lot of it on style and design and the ongoing trends.
So specifically for you at Lexmark, what was your message, other than the fact you were rolling out LVT?
So, Ken, we were rolling out more products than we've ever rolled out. We deliberately set up our space to focus on design and color. We were showing a lot of our custom capabilities, what we call temp collections, which are, easy to customize designs. And we went with a very neutral color bank that was very well received and got a lot of positive feedback from the designers in attendance.
So since your specialty is room carpet, what's the trend there? Are we seeing a little heavier weights? Are we seeing texture? What's going on there?
Yeah, we're seeing, at the upper end of the market, we're even seeing some 40-ounce, 42-ounce products going in, as part of that luxury feel. We're also seeing LVT is becoming a trend, that area rugs are going on top of that LVT.
Right.
And again, those tend to be heavier face-waist products and more style products.
So you're building those, they're custom, and then you serge them and sell them to the property?
Yep, exactly, 100%. We make them exactly to the property specification. That's becoming a more important part of the business.
Now, let me ask you this. Yeah. Those area rugs, are they recessed at the same level as the LVT, or are they sitting on top of the LVT?
It's entirely up to the property and the design firm. So we've seen both. We've seen them recessed, and we've seen them just as a loose lay on top of an LVT or a wood.
Hey, Paul, well, I appreciate the update on the show and a little bit on what's going on with Lexmark. Again, I've been talking to Paul Clary, the CEO of Lexmark Carpet Mill, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.